Fellas, I'm holding in my hands right now one of the most gorgeous bottles of whiskey I've ever seen. 5-9 Whiskey from the crew over at Troll Co. They decided to whip up a bourbon that is all about grit and sweat. Meet 5-9. Two oil field guys figured, hey, why not turn our daily grind into something that you can sip on? I mean, who wouldn't want a splash of hard work in their whiskey, right? This stuff is made from 100% Kentucky corn, bringing you those crisp, fresh flavors with a smooth finish. They even took the trip to Owensboro, home of the 10th oldest distillery in Kentucky. They went all in. And what about the name? Well, 5-9 is a nod to those who clock in from 5 a.m. till 9 p.m. Forget that 9-to-5 life. These are the real champions who put in the sweat and the toil. They work hard, and now they're pouring that same energy into their whiskey. So why not grab a bottle? Head over to 59whiskey.com. That's F-I-V-E, 9 spelled out, whiskey.com. And use the promo code ZABECAST20 for 20% off your first order. Tools down, bottoms up, 5-9 Whiskey from Troll Co. It is mwah, fantastic. It is not every day you see a brand that represents the pride and attitude of the blue-collar community. You may know them for their tagline, dirty hands, clean money. Troll Company is for those who keep the gears turning with sweat, grit, and a whole lot of hustle. They celebrate hard-working trades with their high-quality, badass t-shirts, hoodies, and more. These guys are not just slapping logos on tees and calling it a day. These guys are the real deal. Built by blue-collar for blue-collar. So if you're looking for a brand that reps your grind, check out TrollCoClothing.com. That's TrollCoClothing.com. Head to TrollCoClothing.com and use promo code ZABECAST20 for 20% off your first order. Support blue-collar work. Dirty hands, clean money.
All right. Think this yep, will go. Work.
Hey,
let me hey, hello, hello, hello.
Okay, you sound good.
All right, you sound good as well. And we are not videotaping this podcast. How about that? Are you okay with that?
Fine. We don't videotape any of them, as far as I know. Maybe we do. I don't know it.
Yeah, you know, it's sort of like I think I should be videotaping this. You know, I should be pushing out clips to social media. Check out today as Paul and I destroy the Bears for their terrible offensive coordinator situation. But we're inundated with that stuff.
I know.
And I think that, you know, when it comes to people not like you, my trusted friend and regular guest, they don't want to have to worry about getting on a camera and putting on a shirt that doesn't have ketchup on it and making sure that their hair looks half decent or they have makeup on or whatever it is they're doing.
Of course, well, there's only one of you, Zabe. You're up at 5 in the morning. You do full days, you do this, and you know, there's only so much Zabe to go around. Also, I mean, video, I don't think maybe you are a video wizard and I don't know it, but I don't know you as a video production guy.
Well, I'm okay. I can hang in there as an amateur with most other amateurs, but it takes a lot of effort and time. And then to make it look good, it's a lighting issue. It's a framing issue. It is, what are you coming through in 720p? Ick. Or at least 1080. Okay, acceptable. And nobody cares, but I care, and that's why I just get buried into it. So, you know what?
You're an audio snob and a video snob. That's how you're wired.
Fair point.
I understand you don't want to do it half-assed.
Well, and the other thing is I look at these other podcasts that are primarily video-based, and they've got a lot of money and a lot of text behind it, text being T-E-C-H-S.
Yes.
They got like a lot of technicians behind it and professional sets, and they look great and big studio lighting. Your Godox 700 HLs mounted on these C clamps above the stage itself. The fact that that Kamala's campaign spent $100,000 on the set for the Call Her Daddy podcast because they had to do it in a hotel room that she didn't want to travel to wherever Call Her Daddy was tells you right there that's what it costs to make it look good. And what a great use of money as well. $100,000
for a podcast interview targeted at women who are going to vote for her anyway, Shark.
Okay.
Here we go, hosers. Let's go. Sing it loud.
Look-a-doo-doo, look-a-doo. Oh, beauty, go.
Look-a-doo-doo, look-a-doo.
Okay.
All right. Paul Charchian joins us now from the Twin Cities, where today you are molding and shaping the minds of young boys and girls. I want you to share with the class, Charge, where you were today.
I was at Greenwood Elementary School, fifth grade after school class on fantasy football. These kids stay after school to play and learn fantasy football, Zabe. Here's how it works. The kids and their fifth graders, they're all 10 or moving into 11, right? They, on Tuesdays, it meets twice a week. On Tuesdays, they score the previous week's action. And Thursdays, they create, based on DraftKings scoring and salary caps, they create their own rosters from scratch every week. And so they go, you know, one kid builds a roster, little Paul, fifth grade Paul, plays against fifth grade Steve, and they play against each other that week using that mechanism, and then they score it. And it's so they learn some math. The salary cap part of it is them trying to fit all the players they want under the salary cap, a little bit of math and logic in that too. And these kids, they know so much about football.
I was going to say, how much do you have to teach them versus do they school you? Are they like, oh, Mr. Charchian, I really appreciate you coming, but I disagree. I think Greg Dortch is a great bi-week streamer in case you're in a pinch at the flex position. What do you think?
There wasn't anything quite that severe, but they asked me a lot of questions and wanted me to help them set their lineups for this coming week. And these kids, but they know so much. You know, I'd raise a topic about, something, or they'd ask a question about some player, and then they knew, they know all the players, they know the right depth charts, they know the opponents, like who's a good opponent, who's a bad opponent. I mean, it's just,
that's cool.
It is cool. So we're building super fans at age 10.
Who solicited this appearance?
The school reached out last year. So I did it last year for the first time. Okay. One of the teachers reached out, knew that I lived in Plymouth and thought it would be convenient and easy, which it was, and has to be.
And it was popular. It was popular last year, I assume. So he had to.
It went really well.
Yeah. Compared to most guest speakers to a fifth grade class, I can only imagine how boring the other lectures are. We have Mr. Robinson here today. He used to work at the United States Treasury, and he'll tell you about how bonds are issued.
Yes, that's exactly right. And for our civics class, here's Bob, who works at the sewage treatment plant.
Tell us about
cleaning poop. Actually, that would have been fascinating.
Yeah, shit water. Yeah. So you did it, and I assume you did it without financial remuneration of any kind.
Of course not. It was 1 hour in an after school class. I'm not shaking down these kids. Well,
listen, don't say of course not. We found out that Oprah was paid $1 million just to appear with Kamala Harris.
Okay, did you see the very carefully worded rebuttal to that?
What did it say?
Oprah said, "I was not personally paid $1 million." So then people went through the online campaign.
The federal election campaign reports, you have to disclose all this stuff. That's how people found out that there was two separate checks for $500,000 written out to Oprah Winfrey's production company.
Of which she owns 90%. But
an appearance. I mean, we had to arrange for security and logistics. It was just a reimbursement, because I'm a big wig. It's sort of like, so we got to stop Hitler. This might be the last election if we don't win. Could you help us out? Well, sure, but I need $1 million.
Right. If you really believed he was Hitler, you wouldn't charge $1 million.
And she didn't even make out as well as some others. I believe there's reports that Meg the Stallion got $10 million
no.
to shake that ass in Atlanta. Oh, yeah.
Shut up.
Apparently, the biggest payoff was to Beyonce, and she didn't even perform.
She didn't perform. Yeah. She showed up but did not perform. How broken is your election planning to think that that's what you need? You already have Hollywood. You already own Hollywood.
Yeah,
you own,
they have Hollywood, but they wanted the kids to get ginned up. Like, yay, Kamala, you know, the youngsters. And
Oprah's not going to help that.
Well, I know. Look, that her campaign was run by amateurs, and it did not come home. Yeah. That said, let's get to the better stuff, which is sports, sports, sports. And let's talk about the fucking Bears, shall we?
Oh,
they are your team's division rival. Let's just stay to the Vikings and Bears as a rivalry.
It's Packers are the big rival, and then second is the Packers, and then third is the Packers.
Okay, so there
and then
is no
is the Bears,
real...
and then the Lions. All right. We actually have sympathy for the Lions.
And I'm trying to think if there have been any big historical. Pivotal game showdowns between the Vikings and the Bears, and my cursory scan of my brain beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, beep, don't bring any up. Am I missing one? Like a big playoff showdown between the Bears and the Vikings? I can't think of it. Has there been a year when the Bears and the Vikings were battling tooth and nail for the division title?
Oh, I'm sure that has happened, but not often enough.
But you don't remember it. You would remember it if it was a thing.
Yeah, because here's the thing about all rivalries, Zabe. You have to be good teams to have rivals. You have to have something on the line. You have to lose something to gain a rival. And the Bears are just never good enough to be a rival. It's like we here in Minnesota, we talk about the Timberwolves. The Timberwolves have no rivals. They've been in existence for 30 years.
Well, it's also
rivals. They're never any good.
It's also the NBA. It's the NBA. There's only like
there's rivalries in the NBA.
Three of them, maybe. Knicks, Heat, Celtics, Lakers, and I don't even know what the third would be.
I guess I'm not deep enough in the NBA to know for sure. Don't the Bucks have a rival? Nobody has Wizards as a rival.
You know, the Bucks and the Pacers have some recent heat, but I wouldn't call it a rivalry. They've had some recent heat, but yeah. So interesting that there's not really that juice there, but you know, it's a team that matters to you in the division.
Okay, now wait. Hold on. While we're talking about rivalries in the NFC North, Packer fans always like to get in my face about how Vikings aren't even a rival. We don't even care. It's all about the Bears. I'm like, you know what? Your grandparents cared about that rivalry. Tell me that.
Yeah, no, the Packer fans.
I know you don't care about beating the Bears very much.
Well, they've beaten them 10 in a row, 18 of the last 20.
Jeez, that's not a rivalry.
I know.
That's an ass kicking.
that is something else. And so it sets up this unique high leverage spot for the Pack this weekend because the Bears are at low tide. They're on the ground waiting to be kicked yet again. And so therefore they cannot fucking lose this game. They can't lose this game the way the Bears are playing and just having not fired Eberflus, which would have been deserved, and instead firing Shane Waldron, but only firing their OC Shane Waldron after Eberflus said on Tuesday, we're not making a change at this time. 2 hours later, boom, he was gone, which tells me the reports of a near mutiny in the locker room erupted after they woke up Tuesday and said, you're serious?
Nothing changing?
Nothing? Fuck this. They were about to go full-on riot in that locker room. So that tells you the level of hatred and dysfunction in there. People go back to, there was a little snippet from Radio Row's Super Bowl in which the Bears were sniffing for a new OC. By the way, Eberflus has had 8 coordinators leave under his reign. 8.
What?
Yes.
8? They've Wait kept, a minute.
That's Good. Not an exaggeration. 8.
How is it? So he's been there 4 years and he's churned offensive coordinators defensive coordinators every year.
8 coaches under him have left. By
coaches,
hook or by
not
crook.
Coordinators. Okay.
Not coordinators, but still, that's a big drain. Normally, if that many people are leaving, you say, hey, I got a hunch it's the head guy, not everyone else.
This happens in business all the time where there's a bad boss. and then everybody under that boss all leave the company, and it's not till everybody's gone before finally the company goes, oh yeah, maybe it was the boss all along. And meanwhile, we've lost all our good, all these good people. Happens all the time.
All,
and I know our listeners are thinking of examples when that's happened.
All the time.
Hiring? With Indeed, your search is over. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Indeed's matching engine leverages over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, constantly learning from your preferences. The more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support our show, saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. The World Series, Super Bowl, the Olympics. The world's top athletes get to play in these top-level sporting events thanks to one thing: teamwork. And teamwork can also protect your financial legacy and your family's future. SelectQuote licensed insurance agents are the perfect teammates when shopping for customized, affordable life insurance. They can find you the right policy to keep your financial legacy safely in your family's end zone. Other life insurance brokers offer impersonal, one-size-fits-all policies that may cost you more and cover you less, while SelectQuote's licensed insurance agents work for you to tailor a life insurance policy for your individual needs in as little as 15 minutes. Head to SelectQuote.com and a licensed insurance agent will call you right away with the right policy for your life and your budget. Get the right life insurance for you for less at SelectQuote.com/Zabe. Go to SelectQuote.com/Zabe today to get started. That's SelectQuote.com/Zabe.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
I've been able to live my normal lifestyle, and I've lost 20 pounds already. It changed my life.
I wasn't expecting it to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
So, yeah. So he's shed a bunch of guys, and they finally fire him today. But do you remember Jackson Smith in Jigba, former Ohio State wide receiver, now with the Seahawks, was a rookie last year in Seattle, Shane Waldron was as QB. Do you remember that little episode this guy might be trouble?
Yep. He was asked, Jackson Smith and Jigba was asked about his time with Shane Waldron. And as I recall, I don't know exactly, but he equivocated. Yeah, let's hear the audio.
I've got the audio right here. Take a listen. Okay,
Bears fans are super interested about the offensive.
Can you hear that, by the way?
I cannot.
Bears fans are super interested about the offensive coordinator coming in, Shane Waldron. What can you tell them about who they just hired to try to get this offense where it needs to go?
This is live.
He says, "This is live." He says sheepishly,
"We're not live. We're not live."
I'm playing. good luck to y'all. I mean, he's a
good luck to y'all.
A great person. Great.
He's a great person, he says.
Offensive coordinator, I was very lucky to have him my first year.
Learned a lot from him.
I think he's gonna. I think him and Justin will mesh well, and adding more guys around him. I think it would be great, so we'll see.
We'll see. The most tepid non-endorsement ever. And what's crazy is they brought in nine guys, as you like to say on on the Fantasy Football Weekly podcast, Chargers Weekly Fantasy Podcast. Get the OG of Fantasy Podcast. Please search for it and download it. Make it part of your diet every week. You play that nine times clip from Fast Times at Ridgemont High. It's nine. Like when it must have been. Oh, it'll be great for you guys this week talking about Caleb Williams being sacked.
Nine times.
Right.
You got it. Yeah.
That reference in the movie was to what?
How many days Ferris Bueller had missed? Remember, his parents didn't know that he had missed like
right.
Eight. And so
they said nine times.
He's missed school nine times. Nine times.
Yeah. So
I know where you're going with.
So they interviewed a bunch of guys,
mm-hmm.
and Waldron was the only guy they interviewed twice. And they loved him. And they said, this is the guy. And it turns out that he is very much unliked. And he's very much, he sucks somehow. And somehow the Bears landed on him, which is amazing. And the guy that is going to replace him, this is too juicy, at least for now, is the passing game coordinator, whom they got from Carolina.
Yes, of all places.
The guy they got from Carolina, this guy, let's see here.
Thomas Brown.
Thomas Brown, yes, was the coach for one Bryce Young, who promptly got benched.
So Bryce Young, first player taken in the draft last year, works with Thomas Brown and is brutally bad. Now he's working with the next first pick overall in the draft, another rookie quarterback who's been brutally bad.
Yeah.
And his fingerprints have been on this as well. It's remarkable. It's happened there. Did you see the five offensive coordinator candidates that the Bears interviewed that did get hired?
Did you see one of them? I know one was Cliff Kingsbury, and he's cooking right now with Jaden Daniels. In
Correct.
Washington.
Ding, ding,
and
ding.
Who are the other four?
Cliff Kingsbury, by the way, Washington third in points scored in the NFL. The others that they chose to bypass, Liam Cohen of the Tampa Bay Bucks, they're fifth in points this scored this year. Zach Robinson of the Falcons, they're 13th in points. Clint Kubiak, New Orleans, they're 16th in points. And Greg Roman, who ended up with the Chargers, they're 19th in points. I mean, these are... You couldn't have done worse.
Pretty much anybody. However, a lot of it goes on to Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams right now is playing like shit. And this has been pointed out by the quarterback whisperers, the ex-QBs that do the film breakdown, the Dan Orlovskys of the world, the QB school guy that does the long reviews on YouTube, the former backup for the Bears, JT O'Sullivan. You ever watched his QB reviews?
No, I don't know who that is.
Well, okay, this would be good for you. Probably you'd only want to watch the ones involving Darnold and your quarterbacks because they're long. I mean, they're like upwards of an hour.
Wow.
Where he's looking at game film and breaking down QBs. But it's really detailed. JT O'Sullivan is called Quarterback School.
All right, I'm now following him on X.
Okay, yeah. But you can watch his short clips. Anyway, the guys like Orlovsky are going, look, watch this play here. This is a pass block win. As defined by the statisticians, by the Bears O-line. This is a pass block win, and they put a clock up in the screen. They're like, tick, 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 2.5 seconds. Okay, 2.5 seconds is the average time to release in the NFL for most passing plays, right?
Yeah.
That's all you get, 2.5 seconds. Pick somebody and fucking chuck it before you're dead, right? They're like, 2.5 seconds. Okay, he's still holding it. Then they click the tape forward, 3.5 seconds. What are you doing? This guy, this guy, this guy, they don't look super open, but in the NFL, they're open enough. That's called open for business. You got to put it on them, and it's got to be accurate. You got to throw them open. He turns them all down. Then they get to 5.5 seconds, and by then they're like, it's 5.5 seconds. What are you doing? And by then, he's turning the wrong way. He thinks he's back at USC. He thinks he's playing against a future of truck drivers and accountants and maybe one or two NFL players, but he's not. He's playing against all NFL players, the best of the best. And he's doing the whoop, 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 that worked in college. And then he's getting sacked for minus 8, minus 11, minus whatever. He's playing badly. Now, look, I'm not giving up on him entirely, although I think he was going to be an overrated player coming in just from the couch. All I'm saying is normally guys like that do what? They get benched, right? It's an easy call. They're not going to bench him. You know why?
They can't.
Ah. We'll get into that, but I'm going to tell you why. It's the dick, as I call it. The dick reigns supreme in the NFL these days, and the dick is the draft industrial complex. Where guys were drafted and what their hype was coming into the league, colors and shapes, so many decisions.
For sure.
Because the rookie who beat him this past Sunday, Drake May, didn't even start the season because he was drafted a few slots down the river, right? And the Patriots also were smart in having low expectations for the year. Yeah. So they were like, yeah, you know what? We'll start Brissett for a while, and then we'll see what happens with Drake May. They had that luxury because they didn't take him 1/1. The draft industrial complex dictates so much of the decision-making currently in the NFL. And again, I'm not saying trade, you know, Caleb Williams or give up on him, but to bench him would have been a purely sensible move to try to win a fucking game and stabilize. The floor is yours, my friend.
All right, thank you. Two things. Number one, schematically, a lot of things are broken. I've seen a bunch of video that showed things like a designed rollout where
to the left,
Caleb, to the left, where Caleb is, you know, everything's designed to go left. And then there's three receivers on the right side of the field doing nothing. It's like nobody to throw to. What are you doing? What horrible design. Offensive line.
And wait, you didn't pay that off. So Caleb runs, he does a little sprint to the left, realizes it's all schematically done wrong, whether the receivers went the wrong direction or not. And so instead of trying to throw it away or make a play out of it, he just fucking falls down and takes a sack.
Abe can't make it up.
I know, but you bench guys like that. Well, he's unbenchable because you were correct in saying they can't. I want to hear your answer as to why they, quote, can't.
Look at what's happening right now in Indianapolis for why you can't. The way they've handled Anthony Richardson, and we don't know the answer for sure, but the way that they've handled Anthony Richardson is probably going to cost Shane Steichen his job. You know, the number one thing he needed to do, the box he had to check as a head coach, was to get a return on the investment of the dick.
Yeah.
The Anthony Richardson draft status is the fourth player taken in the draft. You got to make that work.
So you're saying that Steichen would have preferred to keep him in there, but he was overruled by the GM or the owner?
Well, not necessarily, because obviously, you know, he did flip over to Flacco, but then you have to win if you do that, because what you're giving up is your ability to check that box on Anthony Richardson. And if you're not going to check that box, you damn well better win with the other guy, and they're not winning with that guy. Yeah. And that's what's going to cost them. So that's what Chicago's looking at as well. You saw this with Robert Griffin and Kirk Cousins.
Oh,
that draft equity ended up keeping Kirk pinned to the bench for whatever, 3 years.
Oh yeah. Yeah. To overcome the opinions of the draft industrial complex requires a lot, because the this league is stuck on their priors, as the saying goes. They love to think that what they originally thought about a player is gospel. So they give higher picks way more time. They should just literally put the red pen light from Men in Black in front of their eyes to flash drive, wipe out where everyone was drafted, and then play the best guys you have at that current moment. And don't fucking worry about anything else.
Zabe, virtually nobody taken from the fourth round and higher gets cut as a rookie. No matter how bad you are, no matter how wrong you are, if you are fourth round or better, nobody gets cut.
Yeah. Well, you know, and Badgett also, because the option is this Tyson Badgett or Badgett.
Yeah.
And great story and great nickname, the Honey Badgett. he was undrafted out of Shepherd College, even a D1 school. Who fucking cares? He's got some moxie. He can play a little bit. He might give you a spark.
Yes.
But they won't go to it. So for the Packers, they have a clear-cut don't fuck this up. Because if you lose to the Bears and give them life right now, God help you. They stink right now. Okay.
We're all talking about the offense. The defense has been pretty good, and they've got good players. But schematically, they do dumb stuff. It's, you know, they've got this star cornerback, Jalen Johnson, who's awesome. They don't shadow with him.
Really?
Yeah. They're like, nah, we'll let Tyrique Stevenson, you know, handle your best receiver. What are you doing? So there's, you know, there are problems on both sides of the ball. Eberflus is hated in that town.
Yeah.
They can't wait to get rid of him.
All right, I'm going to wrap today. We're doing a nice, quick 30-minute shot. I'm actually going to go meet the boys in the text thread for a glass of bourbon tonight over at Maddie's here.
That'll be great.
In New Berlin, Wisconsin, Big Mike and Company. Shout out to you boys because I know you listen to the podcast. I'm about to wrap it up here. I gave you two set-piece stories or set-piece concepts to talk about. I'm going to leave the one about media people that you think are phenomenal and kind of jealous of. Let's put that aside. Instead, talk about what is the most incredible store you have ever been in, because today I was in a store that blew my mind. It's called Scheels. Ever heard of it?
Yes, we have Scheels here.
Scheels in Minnesota, and it began in the Dakotas. For those that don't know, it's just called Scheels All Sports. And when they say all sports, they are not fucking kidding around.
This is
like a Dick's Sporting Goods had an affair with an REI, had kids that look like Cabela's, also had a side piece in Golf Galaxy. They have a Foot Locker with a Lids and a Champ Sports jammed in there as well. It's fucking amazing. They got everything. They sell everything from guns to fudge. I kid you not. They do. They got fudge.
Oh, that's so funny.
They got beef jerky. They got everything from jogging shoes to beef jerky there. And it was the nicest, cleanest, most wonderfully staffed store I'd ever seen. It's employee owned, I've been told. And it's been around for over 100 years now. And it was born in the Dakotas. Wisconsin only has two of them, one in Appleton, one in Eau Claire. You guys
it's heading your way, though. That's the good news. It's heading towards the greater Milwaukee area.
It is?
Well, it's expanding. South Dakota, Minnesota. Eau Claire is not a border town, but it's, you know,
an
hour.
I don't know how the company is doing. I just know how tough retail is now, Church.
It kills here. The one that's on my side of town here crushes. It's busy constantly.
I love it.
And it's got to be, I don't know how to square feet of well enough, 50,000 square feet.
Massive.
It's the size. Massive. The size, it's at one end of a mall, and it is the size of, like, I don't know, 20 normal stores.
Yeah.
Inside it.
Because, like, just their hunting section alone had so many things, not just guns upon guns upon guns, but we're talking accessories, we're talking binoculars, monoculars. The camo section alone was hilarious. It was like eight different rows of nothing but camo in different prints and varieties, and that was 1/8 of the store, the hunting section.
Yes. Yeah,
so it was the most incredible store ever. I hope it is doing well. Like I said, there were so many people there. Now, maybe it was overstaffed today because it was a big day. The Packers were doing players, and we did our shows from the Scheels. It's a Toys for Tots drive. Oh, by the way, I bought a Wilson K2 football and donated it to Toys for Tots because I think it's the greatest toy, quote, toys, the greatest sports-related Christmas gift I ever got Wilson K2, the small football. You ever have one of those small for small hands?
Yep. And it's, we had, that was our transition from the Nerf and the, it, we
exactly.
Went,
that we was the Nerf, official ball of the neighborhood game for me growing up, the K2. Yep.
And that's all I did. And that was all every day in the backyard, snow, rain, didn't matter. Just tearing up the backyard all the time with the Nerf. And then later we had a brief dalliance with the Itza and then back to the Nerf.
A dalliance. And
then, yep. And then we went to the small football, which you're describing. I don't remember. I didn't know the name of it
you
then.
Know,
or if
you
I
know if it was Wilson K2? Wilson K2 is a specific model.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So with that as your question, what is your answer? What is the most incredible store you've ever set foot into?
So you warned me this topic was coming, and I'm going to read to you what you sent me. For today's show, I want you to think of the most incredible you have ever been in.
Oh, sorry. And then,
so I respond with, I need more clarification on the incredible part. And
oh, I didn't even tell you the store part. I left the key part out. I responded by saying incredible and that it's amazing, like has a lot of stuff, like has a unique setting, you know, incredible. I'm sorry. Do you need another week on this homework assignment or can you think of a store right now? Have you ever been to a Buc-ee's? You ever been to a Buc-ee's? That's an incredible store, a gas station that is a nuclear gas station.
Loves is we don't have Buc-ee's here. We have, but Loves is really, really good.
Loves can get pretty good as well. So I want you to soak on the most incredible store you've ever been in. And I'm sure we're going to get a lot of submissions that you and I can comment on next week from our listeners. Okay.
Love it. Yep. Sounds good.
All right, Charchol, raise the brown for you. We'll talk to you later. See ya.
Bye-bye.
Beauty, eh?
Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
Okay, everyone.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.